Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Covered in Pet Hair, a boozy show for pet lovers on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with two pet industry entrepreneurs that are raising the standards on pet transport and vehicular safety. One of my favorite things to talk about as soon as we come back from these messages from our sponsors.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with pet parents, inventors, entrepreneurs. They're adventure seekers, road trippers, coffee lovers, and tree drinkers. They're world travelers, fitness fanatics, adrenaline junkies. One is a black belt in judo and a guitar player. The other is a very poor golfer, apparently, and he was the provincial team handball goalie. They were both born and raised in Manitoba, Canada. Gordon Templeton is husband to Dana, dad to daughters Naomi and Sydney, and dog dad to Nala, who we're going to hear about. And then there is Andrew Cherkey, who is husband to Caitlin, dad to a son named August, and cat dad to Scout and Scamp. They are the force behind Optimus Gear, a line of crash-tested vehicular restraints for dogs. Welcome, guys. It's so great to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
You don't know how excited I got when I got your email being like, we'd like to talk about vehicle safety and dogs, because I'm the person who drives around being like, dog shouldn't be on their lap, and dog is sticking out of the car, and that person's irresponsible, and that's going to be an accident waiting to happen. So that's me. My family accepts that about me. But is this a topic that truly is near and dear to my heart? And we're going to talk all about it. But before we do that, I want to introduce our drinking game. So anybody at home participating in our drinking game, obviously don't be driving. Anytime you hear this word right here.
The secret word is Optimus.
Take a drink of whatever you're enjoying. Be 21 in the U.S. to partake. I think the drinking age is in 18 in Canada. Is that right?
18 or 19, depending on the province.
Okay, yeah. So be legal wherever you're joining us from. Never drink and drive, and always drink responsibly. So you all got the memo. You got the assignment. You aced the assignment. What are you all drinking tonight?
I'm drinking a gin and tonic from Patent 5 Distilleries. Their Purple Blossom Gin.
Nice.
Can't get better.
Wow, I love the Purple Blossom Gin. I love that.
It's beautiful. I even have seconds if I need it. So,
Beautiful. Yes. Ooh is right. How about you, Gordon? What are you joining us with?
I've got Fort Garry Rouge. It's a local microbrewery, and it's their red ale.
I love local wine or beer or something. Cheers to that. I'm actually going de-alcoholized today. Can you believe this? Ooh. Can you believe what the world has come to? I'm having a Cabernet Sauvignon premium de-alcoholized wine. Contains less than 0.5% alcohol by volume. And the only reason I'm having this is because I went and bought a bunch to try, right? Because I'm a mom and sometimes I feel like having a glass of wine, but I don't feel like being tipsy. I don't feel like being tired the next day. And this is just okay. I'm not going to lie. It's not my favorite. I miss the alcohol. Where the hell did the alcohol go? But it is tasty for those people that are, you know, that want to have a glass of wine. It does taste good, but it doesn't have the full experience of a glass of wine. But here, let's toast to you being here and sharing this mediocre wine with me.
Cheers.
It's actually tasty. I just miss the tannin. You know, the stuff that makes red wine, like that full-bodiedness, the
nice long legs.
The legs. Exactly. We got the no notes. Legs here. Yeah. All of that. I miss it. But it is a healthier option, I guess. And my kids probably appreciate that. All right. So I always introduce the show with a game, and today is obviously no different. I want us to kind of ease into this conversation with a general worldview of dogs, specifically dogs. We're talking dogs today because cats belong in carriers. That's just how it goes. Cats are always safest in carriers. With dogs, people get more creative because dogs come in all sizes. So today's first game, is called Dogs in Cars Around the World. And it's basically a true or false game where I'll tell you some trivia. You'll tell me if it's true or false. And it's all about mostly regulation, laws, expectations throughout the world, and some extra little things about how driving with your dog might be dangerous. So are you guys ready to play?
Ready as we'll ever be.
Yeah.
All right. This one is like low-hanging fruit. It is illegal in most countries to transport a dog in a closed trunk.
It is illegal to... That is true. You cannot do that.
Bad
that
idea.
Is true. You know what? I got this from petsthattravel.com. I think it's a UK-based blog. And they said in most countries. So this is not actually the case in all countries, though it should be. Never put your dog or cat or any living, breathing creature in a trunk. Thank you very much. All right, next one. Driving with your dog on your lap or even unrestrained in your back seat can be as distracting as texting or talking on the phone. True or false?
True. Definitely true.
Definitely true. I completely agree. I didn't need the good folks at petsthattravel.com to tell me that. I can tell you that from watching the people on the roads in El Paso. But yes, it is true. It's just as bad as texting or talking on the phone. But unfortunately, it's not regulated like those activities are. All right, here we go next. And this is, a lot of it was the United States because I didn't find much about Canada. Currently, the only U.S. state in which driving with loose pets in a vehicle is an animal cruelty law violation is New Jersey. True or false?
True.
That is true.
It is true. Yeah. So law enforcement officers can stop drivers who fail to transport dogs properly, such as having them on their laps, and they can get fines ranging between $250 and $1,000 in extreme cases, which to me is not even enough, but it's a start, right?
Step one. Step Absolutely. One.
Here's the next one. In a few states, the law can be ambiguous whether or not it's allowed to drive with your pet in your lap. True or false?
True.
Very true.
I'm saying
it is very true. It is very true. But it's actually false because I said in a few states, but it is almost all states. Almost all states have ambiguous laws when it comes to whether or not it is allowed to have your dog on your lap, in the passenger seat, loose in the car, climbing the walls, body completely thrust out of the window. There are no specific laws. Apparently, in Nevada bans cruel and inhumane methods of transporting animals. Okay, great. But like, you can fight that having your pet in the back seat is not cruel and inhumane, and it'd still be legal, right?
You could argue that in court at this point.
You could argue. Yeah, it's like, what can I argue in court? If I don't have a law degree and I feel like I could win that case. So like, come on. Yeah. All right. Although legislation may not specifically ban drivers from traveling with dogs in their laps, drivers in certain states can be charged under the existing distracted driver laws. True or false?
True.
Yes, but it's all about the law enforcement officer's kind of perspective. If they even saw the pet by the time they arrived, all that stuff, right? It's like,
absolutely.
Distracted driver, mediocre at best. Here we go. This one you know. I know you know. There is little to no regulation on the quality and efficacy of pet vehicle restraints around the world.
True.
group. And pet restraints can be marketed as crash tested, even though they may not have passed the crash test.
True.
Very frustratingly true.
So I didn't know that. I learned that doing research for this show, and I learned that on your website. So if I pick up a harness that says, like, crash tested, it could mean that it was tested and the product failed, but it still made it to my show.
Yeah, it's like, I went to college. I got all D's.
I always use the example that technically you can have a thing of dental floss, tie it around the dummy dog's neck and tie it to the part of the skid. And then I could sell you that as crash rate. I mean, I paid the money. I did the test. It's now crash rated dental floss. I did it. It didn't pass. I didn't say it. Oh, sorry. Crash tested. It's crash. You can't say crash rated. It's crash tested dental floss. It doesn't matter how bad the test went at this time, because no one is governing it. It's just how it is. Yeah.
So the words we should be looking for are crash rated.
That and or successfully crash tested.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. We need to know the outcome of the crash test. Okay. So Gordon, you are the founder of this enterprise. You are the one that came up with the idea to improve what's out there. And I know Nala, your dog, had something to do with it. How did she inspire you to do this?
So Nala's my first dog. I got her when I was 25. Before that, I was actually allergic. Go figure. And then, And then...
And at 25, you just stopped being allergic?
It was like in my early 20s. I started noticing when I was around dogs more. I was actually dating my girlfriend who had a dog. And I was like, oh, this could be a problem. And then suddenly my eyes weren't itchy and I stopped sniffling. And I went, oh, I guess I'm not allergic anymore. This is
nice.
Great news.
Yeah, you outgrew I guess it. That is good news.
So yeah, I got her at 25, and I mean, I was a new pet owner, and I love taking her everywhere. She was one of the, and anywhere I could go with her, I tried to take her. And one day I started driving around and I had to slam on the brakes, and she like slid forward and hit the dash, because I had a small truck at the time. So she was in the front seat, and I, you know, you look at the situation and go, this is obviously a horrible idea. I'm buckled in and she's not, and she, you know, like, she got hurt. And that's what kind of started the whole journey of me looking for products available on the market. I really couldn't fit anything that suited my lifestyle. I wanted something that I could use in the car, out of the car, and not just have like a single use set like a kit that's only good for that, because the reality is it's cumbersome and you probably wouldn't use it, or you know, it's more of a hassle. So I started looking for things, couldn't find them, came up empty-handed, and I'm actually a mechanical engineer, and my mom is a pretty good sewer. So we started brainstorming and kind of came up with our initial product. And that's how the whole sort of journey started. And initially started with Nala and building something for her that I could use for myself and keeping, you know, her and my family and myself safe in the car. And then it expanded into, you know, being able to accommodate all dogs. So taking that initial product and then, you know, scaling it larger and smaller for everybody. And that's really our main mission now, is to, you know, initially it was to protect my family and her, and it's expanded to protecting all dogs and us trying to save some lives of pets and other people that they travel with.
Yeah, absolutely. And the people who are driving by them, like me. Okay. So how do you all know each other? And Andrew, when did you join the team? And what is your impression of all this?
So Gordon actually grew up with his best friend as my brother-in-law. Yeah. So I was the annoying little brother friend kid who hung around. He's 8 years older? I don't know. Yeah. 8 years older than me. So we grew up knowing each other, and I was actually on vacation. I was in a totally different industry. I was away in Hawaii on vacation. He called me up and said, hey, do you want to meet? I want to run some stuff by you and would love to have you join the team. So I flew home thinking I'm not going to leave my job and, you know, uproot my entire young family's life to do this. And we had a 2-hour meeting that turned into 8 hours. And then Gordon just took me through the process, every step of it, the making of every single component, the unbelievable 7-year journey of what has gone into the product. And I went home, and I won't swear, so I'll say fudge. I went home and said, fudge, sweetie. I think I have to do this. So I thought about it really hard, and I'm fully committed. It's, yeah, Gordon's passion, just between the passion and the unbelievable actual tangible thing he created, I couldn't walk away. It was too great of an opportunity, and it's too good of a cause to, having a social work background as well, continue to work within the community and help people and save lives and every part of it just fit in to a point where I knew I'd regret it forever if I didn't become part of the journey. And now
here we are.
That's amazing. I love that. I love that shared desire to make things better for everybody involved, because this does touch so many of us, pet parents, the pets themselves, the community at large. Have people been more open to your product today versus 7 years ago? What are people telling you now, Andrew, about the product? I feel like we are doing a better job of educating, but I feel like there's so much left to be done. So I kind of want to get a temperature from you on how people see this in Canada.
Everyone that we've ever showed it to thinks it's a good idea. I think the general consensus of opinion is, yes, this makes sense. People may or may not have their own reasons for not doing it, whether existing products may be cumbersome, or you get some similar reactions to, I'm sure, when human seat belts were first introduced. I don't drive that far. I don't get in accidents, I've heard. But no one says it's a bad idea. Everyone totally understands the merit. And typically when you give examples of, an analogy of saying, well, okay, it's not, you wouldn't go put a cinder block behind you unrestrained in the back seat and start driving. You know, right. if I did that, you'd say that was ridiculous and what a terrible idea. And what are you thinking? Put that on the floor, restrain it somehow, put it in the trunk. Well, the reality is that your dog is essentially a cinder block that's packaged differently, except it has claws and teeth, and you like it a lot more and you love it and you don't want it to get hurt. So why wouldn't you restrain that in a method that is appropriate? So now that we've got something that can fit that need, people definitely see the merit for it, for sure.
Yeah. Is that what you're seeing, Andrew, too, like in your marketing efforts, where people are like already familiar and just looking for the right product? Or are you having to educate people on the merits of it?
Yeah, I'd say a lot of people have already looked or even tried other products. You know, maybe they have what we kind of refer to as a distracted driving tether that's going to hold your animal in the right kind of spot where they're not jumping around. But in the event of a crash, it's not going to hold. So people are taking steps in some way, shape, or form, but it is that next level. Funnily enough, what I've really noticed is in my initial, especially marketing efforts, and we are, two guys making this, and I'll use an example of a friend of mine who I guarantee will listen to this podcast, Jen, shout out.
Hi, Jen.
I told her what I was doing and she burst out laughing and she's like, you're going to make dog harnesses? Like, what are you talking about? And then I showed it to her and she's like, there's no way you make this. Because when you think of a locally made product, and that's the funny thing of how much goes into it, and we're so proud of what it actually is. And once people touch it, once people see it and handle it and see how quickly the buckles are to use, that's another light bulb moment. So the first step is I'm doing something. And then once you get it in your hands, you're like, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And that's been so reassuring through every step of it. Initial phone calls, talks with clients, all the way to receiving expos, the whole shebang. It's just, the reception has been unbelievable.
it's all about, I guess we don't know what we don't know, right? When it comes to these things, we need to be educated on why this is a better product than what we might find down the street. But we don't know anything about it to begin with. We don't know what questions to ask. Sure. I wanted to ask you about Canada's regulations. My sister lives in Spain, and in Spain, you have to restrain your dog. I assume cats are in carriers as well. You know, she's had this dog for 8 years and it's always been that way. What is the regulation in Canada?
There are no regulations. I mean, there are existing laws such as distracted driving, where, a distracted driving tether, which is probably what your sister is using, would keep them out of the front seat, but again, won't withstand any sort of forces in terms of a crash. And then driving with an unrestrained load is a law. But it's hard to enforce when there aren't a lot of solutions for it. How do you enforce a law when, you give me a ticket and, well, it's like, what do you want me to use? And, if a cop says, I don't even know what's out there, well, that's a pretty hard ticket to give, right?
Good point.
So the regulations essentially fall under those two categories right now, but there's nothing specific in terms of restraining pets in a vehicle explicitly.
Right. So it's the same ambiguity that we have here in the US, and it's probably province specific as well. Is it province specific too or no? Just like
every province would have their own highway traffic stuff, but it's ambiguous across the country.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. So that's what I thought. And that's why I want to dig in more. We're going to take a break here. Let's listen to our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to actually break down what makes this specific product so special. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Gordon and Andrew.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your cat tree tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez Arada, and today I'm having a conversation with Gordon and Andrew, the forces behind Optimus Gear, a pet gear, dog gear, specifically designed for vehicular safety and transport. So, I am a big proponent in securing pets. My cat always travels in a hard shell carrier behind the passenger seat. That is the safest place for a cat on the floor. Not on the seat so that it can tumble off, right underneath the passenger seat, behind the passenger seat. That's where my cat goes. My dogs, I have never used anything crash tested, whether it failed or not. I've never looked for that. Mm-hmm. And I've definitely never used a crash rated product because I didn't realize that that was an option until you all contacted me. So thank you. I want to learn about the product itself. We've obviously talked about it took 7 years of brainstorming and development. You guys have prioritized quality and safety. None of this happens easily. I know from any pet product that you design, a lot goes into it. The final product, we never appreciate just how much thought, effort, and investment went into these things. But I want you guys to play a game with me that's kind of like Shark Tank inspired. I'm going to give you 2 minutes on my clock here. And I'm going to ask you to sell me, if I were a shark on Shark Tank, on why you make the best, the only dog restraint that I should ever use. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
When you're looking at different types of harnesses, you're going to see plastic components. You're going to see really thin webbing. You're going to see things that just don't look finished, just don't look designed properly. And that should trigger something in your brain to say, no, that is not going to work. Well, let me show you the Defender harness. You'll notice that each one of our components is custom made by us in a high quality aircraft grade aluminum so that any component itself is going to withstand the force of the crashes. A harness is only as good as its weakest component. Therefore, if you have a piece of plastic, that is going to fail and put your dog at risk. You absolutely love your dogs. You want to protect them and you want them to be comfortable. The Defender harness is going to allow your dog to sit, lay down, shift their butt around, and for even larger breeds, still look out the window without that constant fear of them jumping out. Now, in the event of the crash, they're going to be nice, safe, and sound. We also offer a ton of versatile attachments. You can use our harness inside the car, outside the car, and it's comfortable for walking, running. And please, if you go anywhere else, you'll come back to us.
Oh, wow, that was 1 minute and 22 seconds.
Oh, I can keep going. I thought
you want to? All right, let's go. Yeah, let's go. Tell me more.
One of the best benefits of our harness is that you can go ahead, you're going to put your dog in, and because we use a 2-tether system, you can have your car, your dog connected to your car as well as your leash. So those dogs that are going to run away, now you can maintain that control so they're not dashing out, whether it be into traffic, into the woods, whatever it is, you are safe, sound, protected. You can take your dog out. We have an active leash that allows you for larger dogs that are pulling to have an elastic effect so you're not receiving the full brunt of their pulls. We have a towing attachment. So if you want to, we've actually redistributed the weight of the dog carrying a wagon or sleigh. We put our kids in it. And now they're not pulling and having it choke. It's actually closer to the center of the back. every part of your lifestyle, whether it be sedentary, active, anything in between, you're ready to go inside the car, outside the car. This is the harness for you.
Amazing. Great job. I am sold.
Thank you. That's the only reason he hired.
Sold. Yes. Good job. I can understand why he interrupted your vacation in Hawaii for this.
Yeah.
So I read on your website there are patented buckles. What are they patented to do other than the aluminum? Is it just do they look different? Are they complicated to use? Tell us about them.
So the whole harness itself has a patent on it, just for the design of it as an entire system. The buckles, there really wasn't any hardware available that could, anything that was out there was either designed for humans, so it's fairly large because it needs to handle, you know, for fall arrest systems or whatever it is, or it was essentially jewelry grade where you'd use it on a handbag or whatever it was. But there was nothing in between in terms of a full spectrum of hardware, like adjusters and buckles and O-rings, D-rings, all these components that existed from a very small size to a very large size as a complete set. That's where the initial mission came from, or one of the challenges in terms of making it was we had the idea, we had the basic concept, none of the components existed. So we had to go make all of the metal components and make the buckles to eventually be used in the system as a whole to make it work. So we had the idea, but the components themselves didn't exist. So we had to go make the components to make the system. And then we have an additional OmniLink, we call it, connector, which is able to connect to our buckles as well as any other standard D-ring, which allows you to then get the full functionality in terms of switching from our harness to our collar to our whatever it may be. The system is designed so it's more like Lego, where whatever you're doing, you can attach different components to it to suit your lifestyle, walking, running, towing, whatever it is.
Amazing. I saw this on your website, and you also talked about it, Andrew, that it allows you to do kind of the switcheroo in the safest way possible. So you're taking your dog out. You're not like just leaving them untethered.
Yeah, I can kind of take you through it really quickly. It's just the way that we like to have people, once you have your dog fully integrated into the system and using it, which doesn't take long. It's a new behavior that we do help people with how to train and things like this. But once you have that, what you do is you have your dog sit down, you put on our lower tether, which is to the bottom of the harness, closer to your dog's bum, and then, or middle back, I should say, it's not that low. And then the upper tether near the shoulders that comes from the seatbelt. So whether you want to walk from the front D-ring, whether you want to walk from the shoulder buckle or the lower back buckle, you can always hook your leash up. And that way, like I said before, you have your two points of contact, because it was one of the things that for safety in the car crash, as well as so many dogs run out of the car, it's so dangerous.
Yeah. So effectively, you're able to attach your leash prior to releasing them from the vehicle.
Yeah.
Exactly. And tell me about the crash testing. How does that work? What did it look like? Just for those of us who have no idea how this stuff happens.
So the test that we did, it has the same load conditions as a child seat. So it has the same, you're traveling at 50 kilometers an hour and you're coming to a dead stop. The test itself is just like you would see in a human crash test, except you have a crash dummy dog. So the crash dummy dog is outfitted with our harness and then accelerated quickly to simulate going through a crash scenario. And that essentially shows that the harness that you've attached to them and attached to a vehicle can withstand the loads that are incurred during a car crash.
I always point out too that during that testing, we always say 50 kilometers an hour and people are like, oh, we want it to be 100 kilometers an hour, way faster, but it is simulating to a dead stop. So essentially it's hitting a
brick wall.
Not even a brick wall, because that would have give like a 30,000 layer brick wall and a dead stop. It's a simulation of a fairly horrific accident. And I mean, you can only test so far. So we're very happy with
with the results.
That's the same standard that like I said, child seats are tested to.
That's a huge standard, obviously. Yes. Fantastic. Yeah. How do the dogs like it? Obviously, I have to ask from their perspective, what is it? Does it feel different than a regular harness? Is it just like if your dog's harness trained, they will accept it? How does it work?
So I actually work with one of our shelters here. So I take dogs out at least once a week to utilize them within our system for several reasons. So one, I obviously love dogs and my wife just had a baby and said, if I bring one home, she will kill me. So I get the benefit of Gordon paying me to go hang out with dogs and film them and try and get these dogs adopted. But with that, I do have them in our harness every single week. Like I said, at least one. And it is like every other harness. In terms of if they have a little bit of anxiety towards it, we can behaviorally train. I have yet to not have a dog within one day fully using our system. I am sure that one day there will be a dog that, you know, I have to train for 5 days or whatever it is.
Right.
But I have had virtually zero resistance, certainly none to getting the harness on. It's comfortable. You know, it's not weighing them down. We have a beautiful mesh that allows them to breathe, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, it's comfortable. So yeah, like I say, not one dog has been resistant to the harness itself. And actually the utilization inside of the car.
The way the system works, it allows them, like we talked about before, they have mobility.
Yeah.
So they're restrained, but they can still be comfortable. They can sit up, they can lie down, they can shift their bum. They can perform all the normal safe activities in a vehicle without having free range of the backseat.
And without jumping out when the door opens or if there's
exactly.
a crash and like,
exactly.
some, you know, so, okay. My last question, because I could talk about this all day. My last question is, how many pieces are in your system? And is your system like a one-stop shop? Like, you don't need another harness if you have this. You don't need another leash component, or can you use your own leashes? How does that work? How many pieces are in your system?
So the system comes with, I guess there's a couple questions there. So the system comes with the harness, the upper and lower tether, which essentially anchors your dog and the harness in the vehicle, and then comes with, depending on which package you purchase, we have different levels. We'll either come with a leash converter, which essentially attaches to our buckles and then has a D-ring so you can use your own leash. We have other packages where we make leashes, collars, etc. So when you purchase it in any form, it comes ready to use in the vehicle and out of the vehicle.
Awesome.
And then,
like just one very important thing that means a lot to both of us. We do have a, if you get in a car accident program.
Oh,
and we always want to make sure that people know this, because the same as a child seat, the same as anything else, if you get in an accident and you've purchased one of our harnesses, please contact us. We will replace it for free. The first time, I always say this, if you get in 30,000 accidents, unfortunately, we can't do the billion harnesses.
But you shouldn't be driving after the, please don't drive with your dog or anybody.
Yeah. It's just so important to us. Gordon did this to save his own dog. I'm doing this. I have my young son. I love animals. And it's such a passion of both of ours that please, please, if you've bought the Defender harness, if you do get in an accident, we ask for a couple things, proof of an accident. You just send the other one back so we can learn from it as well and keep improving our products over time. We will honor that. And it's just so important to us that, you know, don't be scared to call us. There might be damage that you can't see, and we want you to be fully protected at all times. And it's just from the bottom of our hearts, that's why we're doing this. And we want to make sure that everyone knows that.
Yeah, it is similar to a child seat in that way. So if you are in an accident, it's finished. There may be, like you mentioned, imperceptible damage that you can't see. Yeah. And that's why we encourage you to contact us. Don't be scared.
Please.
Don't use it again.
And it's really helpful for you all to see how it did, right? To like kind of debrief the accident, see how the product did. I think that's so important. I'm a pet first aid and CPR instructor, and that's what we say. Like, if you ever use these techniques, please debrief us. Please tell us what happened so that we can either improve our manual, our training, or just it reinforces that we're on the right track. So definitely do that. Communication is key.
Beautiful.
All right. Where am I ordering this for my sister and for my dog? And wait, I will say, I saw on your website, you have a range of sizes. So that's really important for people, because I have a 50-pound dog. My sister's a 15-pound dog. They both are candidates for this, right? For the Defender? Yep.
Yes. Currently, we have a small, medium, large, and extra large. And we're currently working on an extra small. You kept mentioning cats. I've been pushing for a cat product because I love my little kitties. And he is obliged. So we're working on it.
I was going to ask.
It'll be extra small
My cat's sleeping over here in the corner. And I was like, I mean, he would love that. Because I think, you know, without any other option, we'll put the cat in the crate because there's no other option. But I'm sure he would be so happy looking out the window, too. Like, cats deserve a little fun on the road trip, too. Not just like being enclosed. So, yes, I'm with Andrew. We need the cat product at some point. Where are we buying all these?
You can find us at optimusgear.com. That's our website. You can also find me doing ridiculous things on our socials. So Instagram is Optimus Gear Co. Facebook is Optimus Gear. We're on X, and we have a YouTube channel as well, which is where you can find our how to install videos of all of our products and some more commercials and informational stuff as well.
Amazing. Well, I want to propose a toast to you guys for revolutionizing such a basic and important pet product. Cheers. Thank you guys for joining me. I'm so happy you reached out. I also want to propose a toast to my executive producer, Mark Winter. Thank you, Mark, and to our audience for joining us for these awesome conversations, getting to know awesome players in the pet industry. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Here's to a life covered in pet hair, because there's no better way to live. Cheers. To learn more about Covered in Pet Hair, please visit coveredinpethair.com or petliferadio.com. And remember to review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, subscribe, like on YouTube. All that stuff helps diffuse this to other pet parents just like you. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.